Welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News. Let's head over to the KRDO News Radio Hotline, where we have Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold joining us. Thank you, Madam Secretary, for joining us this afternoon.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, 7 months ago, Colorado residents started a lawsuit to keep former President Donald Trump off the ballot, bringing you in as a co-defendant, but something very unfortunate has occurred over the past 7 months, and that is a 600% rise in threats against you and your office.
That's right. Six Colorado voters who are Republican and unaffiliated sued me initially, and then later Donald Trump was joined into that lawsuit, asking a court to disqualify Trump from our ballot under the argument that he had engaged in insurrection and was constitutionally barred. That was filed in September. Death threats started to come in. I have received over 800 serious threats or death threats since the case was filed. And the FBI has at least 9 active investigations on threats against me open.
And this is something that is kind of going hand in hand, which you've experienced with something we're seeing across the nation.
That's right. So, you know, when the lawsuit was filed, we saw a massive jump in threats. I didn't file the lawsuit, but that didn't matter. Misinformation and lies started to spread that I was behind the nationwide effort to disqualify Trump. And that led to the threats. But the bigger threat environment for me actually started in 2021 after the insurrection. We are seeing lies about the 2020 election and subsequent elections being fueled by extreme elected officials be converted into threats. U.S. election officials say they feel unsafe. In Colorado, 38% of elected county clerks have resigned or moved on since the 2020 election. And the threats we're witnessing aren't just personal attacks against me. They're a threat to administering elections in this country.
What are some of the things your office is doing to kind of instill confidence in your workers?
That's a really good question. The vast majority of the people who work in my office are civil servants. The vast majority have been there under Republican and now a Democratic Secretary of State. And it's hard for folks. The vast majority of threats are directed towards me. But that doesn't mean that the people in my office don't receive threats. They get calls when things are popping in the news of people screaming at them based in conspiracy, and it's hard. This, again, has been going on since 2021. Our staff is very resilient. We try to support them, provide counseling at times. But at the end of the day, I won't be intimidated by these threats. We're going to continue to do the important work of ensuring that every voter in Colorado, Republican, Democrat, and unaffiliated, has access to safe and secure elections. At the same time, it is completely unacceptable to threaten someone because of a partisan gain. That should not be happening in this country.
Will you be running campaigns as we lead up to the presidential election in November and also the state primaries on June 25th to kind of assure voters that our elections are secure and they're actually honest elections?
So I think one of the great things about Colorado is that we actually have the top confidence in our elections in the country. We're tied for number one with Oregon. Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliateds continue to show up to vote. We have generally pretty high turnout, and folks still use their mail ballots. The last election, 98.5% of Coloradans across the board chose to use their mail ballots. So there's a lot of confidence. Part of that is because our election system is so good. Part of it is because we have been really aggressive in getting out initiatives to Coloradans on a bipartisan basis assuring them about our elections, but also in informing folks that there is so much election disinformation. And to make sure to go to a trusted source, whether that's your Republican county clerk, your Democratic Secretary of State, the FBI, law enforcement, just be aware. There's a lot of lies out there, and check the information you're consuming on social media. We launched an initiative during the presidential primary featuring two county clerks. Actually, the county clerk from El Paso County was involved. He was featured in that video, and we'll continue to try to get good information out to Coloradans.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, we really appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.